The next patient is Terry Davis. First name is T like in tango, E-R-R-I-E, Davis, D-A-V-I-S. This is the clinical case of a 73-year-old, a white female that is following this office because of the presence of CKD stage 3B. This patient has a serum creatinine that is 1.8 BUN-39, and the estimated EFR is between 28 and 30 mL per minute. During the last visit, the patient was found with increased excretion of protein. And for that reason, was started on Jardiance, 10 milligrams. This time, the patient comes with a albumin creatinine ratio that is 16. In other words, that is significant improvement of the proteinuria. Number two, the patient has said, diabetes mellitus that has been under control, hemoglobin A1C 6.1. Following number, hyperlipidemia. The hyperlipidemia is getting under control. The total cholesterol 202, the HDL is 48, the triglycerides 123, and the LDL is 131. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease related to smoking. Following number, this patient has the tendency to develop bradycardia. The heart rate is 48. She has been asymptomatic. She's followed by Dr. Sankar, the cardiologist. Sankar is S-A-N-K-A-R, who refer the patient to the cardiologist that specializes in electrophysiology, and they determine that at this point there is no indication for pacemaker. Following number, gout, that is in remission. Following number, arterial hypertension, that has been always under control. Following number, vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. The patient has a remote history of carcinoma of the breast that was treated with lumpectomy radiation therapy in 2003. I have to point out that the patient has a component of chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. She has been a smoker since she was 17. We'll reevaluate this case in 4 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab, 20 minutes in the face-to-face, and 8 minutes in the documentation.